I'm starting a segment now in Ois 124, Kuf Chav Dal, page Kuf Aleph. It's a little bit of a new segment. Amar HaSeichel, Metzius HaAdam Banui Hu B'Chochma Amuka Le'en Tachlis. Man was created with a tremendous chachma. Ki ha'adon Baruch Hu bara nevra'im rabim u'gedolim. Hashem created nevra'im rabim u'gedolim. Gavoya me'al gavoya v'gavoyim aleihem. Tremendously high things. Kulam tzuchim u'mishmartam. Everyone has their job. She'ein shum dover levatala. Everyone has its toyalas and tachlis. Ha'kol eimin ala pina yisoydis. And everything's created for the main goal. Shehi, Masha Odom Baruch Hu writes about Vidas Adam. She is Sakin Hu, Kolach Hisroina, Shababria, Vayala Atzma, Eloi, Achar Eloi, Achi Yedabik, Bikdushosi is Barach. So he is Sakin all the Hisroinas in the Bria. Vayala Atzma, Eloi, Achar Eloi, Achi Yedabik, Bikdushosi is Barach. Vihine. Some call in Yoni Arikh Mimani is Baruch Holto the same, Holy Nani is Karvelam Holto the same, Kulum Dvarma Mukiva Tsumim Oi, Nakol Indim Liz Galgo, but Mesiba is Gedolis, Nagia Lashem is the Tekal. So remember, when we're talking about the creation of Adam, it's really a broader concept of the creation of how everything fits into the big picture of bringing out the Kavod Shemayim. Omnam rotza ha-rotza ha-elyon shetia yad ha-adam magas l'chol ha-nyon ha-marabim ha-ila. But in reality, even though the Adam is not a malach, and he's not in the Elyonim, and he doesn't fully connect all the way to the Elyonim, however, Hashem wanted that he should have a shaychus to the Elyonim. Hare eila koninius gedolos ka-orgulian hazeh. It's like a, something which is made, I don't know what the translation of that orgillion is, but it's basically it's something made out of gears, like a giant watch or something.
Called back this mechanism like a clock, interconnecting clocks.
Yeah. So something that's very interconnected. By the way, this whole section is very Nefesh HaChaim, right? The whole concept of Nefesh HaChaim, that what we do affects the Elyonim and all that. V'oifen katan and one little wheel, mina oifanayim gedolim, it moves around other wheels. Kach kesher ha'adon baruch hu kol b'riyosav k'sharim gedolim. That's the kesher of the Adon of Hashem, kol b'riyosav k'sharim gedolim. All of the b'riyos are interconnected. Called kasher ba'adam, everything's connected to man. That he is the one causing the movement. And he affects all the movements of everything. And he covered up this like the battery for the world with skin and flesh. And all we see is the skin and the flesh. But there's something deep inside. The Elyonim that the whole world is ups and its downs are all kosher with Adam. And it's only based on the neshama. So what is the interconnected part is not the guf, it's the neshama. This is an incredible concept. Gain a guf masik. Hadvar Maharavi Ma'ela. Begufnius ella beruchnius. It's a spiritual connection. Okay? Part of the preparation of the world in this way is the ra that we've been talking about. Even the kim of the ra depends on this, like we've been saying. And everything depends on how successful we are in being megala, the yichud of Hashem. And with the Hester upon him, and that's the reason God knows he's got, in other words, that again, the koyach of Adam is to basically mevatel the hester upon him. Tavini, ki nei rotsa rotsa na elyon she is bar amitas yichudei bepoil kol shbiyano kvar. We wanted that rotsa rotsa na elyon she is barer. It should become clear amitas yichudei bepoil the truth of his yichud. V'zal yidei kol hasavuvim. And that's through all the things that take place in the world. He wants us to be megala that he's the only one. And that everything leads back to this reality.
What's he saying about the Ra? How does that the Ra fit in with? First part.
Basically, I think what he's saying is that we have the ability to be megala the yichud. So we have the ability to be mevatel the ra, which is the whole point of what he's saying here, is that the way the world was created was we are in the driver's seat, and therefore it's our job also to mevatel the ra and megala the hester.
It's part of like the big
part of the
picture
of
the
earth. What?
The effects that what we do has on the big picture.
Right.
They say part of that. It means Ra like more in a bigger picture, not like in the individual person.
I think so. We'll see if he explains it. Why not? Let's check it out. Yeah, no, I think that's what he's saying. Okay. Nimtza bekan shnei sugim v'pulois of Yisbarach. So there are two ways Hashem is mashpia. Echad mashiase achar shekvar nisbarer yichudoy v'minu b'nei adam v'poil. That one is what he's going to do after we recognize him. V'uklal aschar v'agmul Hashem ahuso yipratav loy musagim him atam in agof. We don't understand the level of hashpa that we'll get when everything is toiv. So we know there's a concept of lias nenim ziv shchinasi. We don't really know how or what that means, but we know that there's such an idea. ואין ספק לנו שיש שם פרוטים רב משלמיני הנויס, כמה חוים מן העולם הזה שהוא קצל עובר. Imagine if this world there's so many potential pleasures, what it's going to be like in the next world. וכמה בו האודם כמה מן הנויס, טויבס להונס בהם בני אדם, אך כלולם אינם אלא הנויס החושם, it's just physical pleasures. כל שכן עולם שכולי טויב, שאף הפי שהמין הוא אחד, there's only one type of existence, שאין שם טויבה, So basically, there's going to be a toiv that's going to come. Lots of love. Again, it's the same hashba without the clamps. Hasuga beis is another concept. It's before loss of love. Another shaloi nishlam adayin gilui, and in a zman that is not complete the gilui. Halizem mitzchilas abriya adagula hasida that was from my braces till now. Shetiba remainder shas nemar ve'yashem ha'avolaris. She's saying at that point. So basically, there's two light types of hashpahs. One is hashpah that Hashem puts in the world in order to bring out the Gilui Yichud. The one is loss of love. Once there is a Gilui of the Yichud, how is that going to, the Gilui of the Yichud, how is that going to, what's it called? The Gilui of the Yichud, how are we going to live like that? How is it going to be like once it is Nisgala? Okay? So those are the two parts. This is going to be, he's talking about some interesting things coming up to show. But our job, our avoida, which is really the most nice part of this whole thing. So that's what he says. Okay. And he's going to say, we're not busy with oil and hava. We're busy with the second thing you discussed, which is how are we megal of the yichud? What's our job in this world? Shkach.